You have your Bible, we'll turn to Ezra chapter number 7. Ezra chapter 7, verse number 1 says, "Now after these things in the reign of King Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Shariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalem, the son of Zadok, the son of Abitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, and the son of Marioth, the son of Zahariah, and the son of Uzi, the son of Buka, the son of Abushua, the son of Phinehas, and the son of Eleazar, and the son of Aaron, the chief priest." This Ezra, amen. So he wants you to know which Ezra it was. He said, "This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethians, unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was the seventh year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month he came he to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." I want to preach on this tonight. It's already been mentioned several times. In God's hand. Amen. In God's hand. As we see this, we realize that Ezra was very gifted. Amen. He was gifted by the hand of God. If you look at the text tonight, you see as speaking of Ezra here, and he said, "The king grant him all of his requests," verse number 6, "according to the hand of the Lord his God." Amen. Praise God. "Upon him." Verse number 10 said, and Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord and to do it. Praise the Lord. He said, "I see the power of God." He could do it because the power of God was upon him. "Seek the law of the Lord and do it, and to teach it in Israel the statutes and judgments." But he said he was able to do that, praise God, because the hand of God. And verse number 9 said, "According to the good hand of his God upon him." Amen. I thank God today that the only reason we can do what we are, the only reason we are what we are, is because of the good hand of God. Amen. If you look at this tonight and you can see the power of God all over it, amen, you can see the hand of God all in it. As God begins to make himself, you know, they went up to out of captivity, out of Babylon captivity, they went up to try to build, they stopped them, they cut the work off, and then they gave them permission to go up and build again. And so they prepared the things, and they prepared to go up to do the work that God had called for them to build, to do, praise God. And it was the good hand of God that helped them to go up, praise God. Ezra, even though he's gifted as was, he needed the hand of God. He needed the help of God to help him along the way. And listen, no matter how talented we are, and there's so much talent here in this church, but each and every one of us, we need the good hand of God to always go with us and help us. And we need to trust in him. We need to count on him, because he's the one that's able to motivate us and move us and help us to accomplish those things, praise God, that'll bring glory to his name. Amen. And we start lifting him up, and God gets the praise. We see things begin to happen. We see as he's going up that God begins to bless him, and God begins to move upon him, and God begins to give him that help that only God can give. Amen. When we stop trusting in men and start trusting God, God begins to move. We see in verse number 13, King Artaxerxes is talking to King of Kings and to Ezra, and he said, "I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and of his priests, the Levites, in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go up with thee." So listen to me tonight. What happens is Ezra is gifted. He's in the hand of God. It's a mighty hand of God. It's guiding him. It's leading him. It's helping him. And because God's hand is with Ezra, now listen, God's hand was also with Ezra's people. Amen. I praise God. We can't take that lightly, and we shouldn't take it for granted. Praise God. When God's hand is upon you, we ought to appreciate that. We ought to love that. We ought to thank God for his hand upon us, because that hand hand upon us that's bringing us out and bringing us up is also the same hand that'll bring those out and up, praise God, with us. Amen. Praise the Lord. You come out blessed on the other side. Amen. Why? Because God, it's a providing hand. God's hand is a providing hand. That's what he says here in verse 6. He said that the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God. So we see God's hand providing for Ezra. He was a meeting the needs. Praise God, he had heard and answered the prayers of his people. He was moving upon those prayers, and he was designing it in his magnificence, in his power. He was putting things into place exactly where they needed to be in Ezra's life and in the people's life, praise God, so that God can get the glory. Amen. Well, I said that. Listen, we got to be careful that when God moves our life and when God provides like he does, that we need to stop and give him the praise. Amen. God's a moving in a magnificent way, youngins, in the world that we live in today, and we need to stop and just praise him for that and then press on for his glory. Amen. If you're ever going to do anything for Jesus, you ought to get in now. Because, boy, I tell you, these people out there that's been through the horrendous mess of this hurricane and the storm, and they're looking for something, they're ready for encouragement, and you can be that very encouragement that'll come their way tonight, that'll get them up, praise God, that'll point them in a direction that can give them the hope that they need to help them, praise God, to persevere in these last days that we live, so that even your last days can be your best days for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see God providing for the people. Amen. Not only do we see God providing, but we see God protecting. His protecting hand. Amen. Praise God. Look over one chapter, in chapter number 8. In chapter number 8, as we continue in the story, we see Ezra, and he's going up. And he said, now Ezra had told the king. Now, you got to get this picture. He had told the king, he said, King said, this is what God put on her heart to do, and God's hand is upon it. God's going to take care of this. Hey, praise God, he's going to make sure everything's okay. He's going to make sure we're safe. And then Ezra comes in chapter number 8, in verse number 22, and he says this. He said, for I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated for us. Say, we see God's hand of protection upon him. Praise God. He said, listen, we've done made this statement. We've done made our boast that God was in control, that God would keep us, and God would protect us. And God said that God was entreated for them. Amen. Ezra said, I was ashamed to ask the king to send a little band of soldiers with us. Amen. To protect us and keep us. Now you say, well, preacher, I don't understand why it would have been support. Because they was highway robbers along the way. Amen. Can you see it? As they're going up, the little band of people, praise God, with Ezra, and they's a highwaymen all along the way. And it don't sound like a very big thing till you realize where they was going, what they was going with. Amen. So we see him, the Lord providing, the hand of God providing. We see the God, hand of God protecting him. Praise God. And we see that what they was protecting him from. They were protecting him from the highwaymen. Verse number 31, he says this in chapter number 8. Then we departed from the river Ahava. That Ahava, it means to give. Amen. Like in giving love. Amen. On 12th day of the first month. To go unto Jerusalem, and the hand of our God was upon us, as he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of such that as lay in wait by the way. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, we was ashamed to ask, but praise God, God moved, and God moved in a mighty way, and he began to protect us from our enemies. Amen. Hey, if you need help today, if you've got enemies today, praise God, you need the Lord. Ask God to help you, protect you from the enemies, praise God. You say, why do they need protection? Because they was going up to Israel, they were going up to the temple, and they had the vessels. Verse number 33, on the fourth day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimoth. Amen? So they had silver, they had gold, and they had the vessels of worship in the temple. Amen? They didn't go up empty-handed. Thank God, they went up and the hand of God was with them and God had blessed them and God had given them everything that they needed. Hello? Amen. That's the God we serve today. He's still able to supply all our needs. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Amen. Bless the Lord. And they went up, praise God, with all these things. They began to weigh them up and they began to get the weights thereof. God delivered them, amen, from their enemies. Praise God, the hand of God not only provided, not only was a providing hand, but a protecting hand, but not only was it that, but it was an encouraging hand. Amen. Look back over to chapter number 7. Chapter number 7 and verse number 27. He said, and blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which had put such a thing as this in the king's heart. He said, where did the blessings come from? Where did the help from God come from? Praise God, God Almighty, used the king, praise God, to take care of those little people. God will still use the people of this world, praise God, the kingdoms of this world, to take care of you and me. Amen. Praise God, he's still in control. He brings up kingdoms and he takes them down. They're all in his control. Which hath put such a thing in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes, and I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Amen. Praise God. What he's saying here is God Almighty was blessing. God Almighty was providing. God Almighty was protecting. God Almighty was encouraging. And if God's providing, he's protecting and he's encouraging. Praise God. What more do you need? I'm talking about getting help from the Lord. Praise God. That's what he was doing. Praise his name. Amen. So Ezra was in the hand of God. He was in a protecting hand of God. You say, preacher, how did Ezra end up getting all that protection? I mean, how was Ezra able to find the will of God and be in the hand of God and God take care of him in such a specific way that he did? That's a good question. Anybody got an answer? Amen. Let's look at the Word of God and see what God says about it. Look down at verse number 10. Well, look at verse number 10 first, number 6. He said he was, and the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord God which was upon him. Amen. Praise God, he had a request. He wanted to go up. He wanted to go to the temple. He wanted to work. He wanted to fix things up. He wanted to beautify the house of God and he wanted to worship the Lord. Amen. Praise God, sounds to me like he's in the perfect will of God, wasn't he? Praise the Lord. If you want to beautify the house of God, you want to come to the house of God, you want to worship God, you want to magnify his name in the house, I believe God be in the midst. Praise the Lord. And said he, according to the hand of the Lord, the Lord, his God upon him. So we see the hand of God moving upon Ezra. Well, how'd he do it? Why'd he do it? Because Ezra had prepared his heart. Look at verse number 10. Verse number 10, the first part of that verse is, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. So he had prepared his heart. That's the how. Amen. In God's hand, praise God, to see God's hand upon you, you begin to seek the Lord God. He studied the Word of God. He began to study and seek the Lord's face. He began to listen to God. God began to speak to him, and Ezra started listening. It amazes me, praise. Hey, if we would stop and listen to God every now and then, God speak to us, it'd be amazing how it'd change our life forever. And we'd be in God's hands, praise God. We'd realize that God is in control of our life. He's ministered to us, or trying to minister to us, if we'd just let Him. Amen? God wants to bring us He wants to take you a whole lot further than you're willing to go. Hello? Come on now, stay with me. He's wanting to take you a whole lot further in your relationship with Him than you're wanting to go. Praise God. But the Bible says here that He had prepared His heart. Amen. What do you got to do? How was Ezra in the hand of God? How was God's hand protecting him, praise God? Because he studied the Word of God and he prepared his heart. Amen. Not only did he prepare his heart, but he obeyed God's Word. Look what he says in the second part of that. To seek the law of the Lord and to what? Do it. Amen. He took God's Word. He took his law, praise God, and he desired to do it. Amen. Praise God. It wasn't just something he said, praise God. His desire was to do what God said to do. Amen. You get where to a desire where you want to be obedient to God's Word. Amen. Now, we can't get to that point unless we're like Ezra. We have to study. The Bible said to show ourselves to prove. Word needs not be ashamed, rightly divide the Word of truth. So we have to study. We have to figure it out. Who God is and what God wants of me and you. Amen. And then we begin to obey His Word. Praise the Lord. We begin to listen to what He says. Amen. We begin to apply it to our lives. Let me just stop right here and say something. It's pretty easy for us to apply it to somebody else's life. We're real good at that. Let me tell you what you need to do.
Huh? All right, I
want to
hear that.
Let me tell you what you need to do. Amen. We laugh at that, but that's what we tend to do so many times. Amen. We'll apply what we know to her. If you would just straighten up. Amen. If you help me. If you just act right. If you do this or such and such and so, amen. But you know what? When it all comes down to where the rubber meets the road, they're probably doing what they're doing because they've been watching you. Amen. So she said, well, I've just been watching you. You're my example. Amen. But God, it's easy to say, hey, look. Amen. But it's harder when we say, you know what? Let me look at me. Where am I failing? Where am I coming short? Amen. So he began to study the Word. He began to do the Word. Amen. He began to live it. Praise God. People began to see it. He began to not only begin to study and begin to do, but he began to teach the Word. He began to instruct others in the Word. Look what he says, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Amen. He began to take what he knew and he began to apply it to his own life, and he began to apply it and tell others, praise God. Listen, said you can live a God Christ-like life, praise God, with the help of the Lord. He said, just put yourself in the hand of God. Ezra was in the hand of God. He was in God's hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was in God's hand. He was where God would have him to be. And it's where he wanted to be. It was in the hand of God. I'd rather be in the hand of God than anywhere I know. Amen. You can run off all over this country and try to find something better than the Lord. You won't find it. Amen. I've tried it. To my despair, I've tried it. But there's nothing that's better than the Lord. Amen. Living in the Lord. Let me just say, living in the Lord leads to a well-balanced life. That's what Ezra had. He had a well-balanced life in God's hand. Amen. Do you remember over... Let me show you. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Jesus was talking to him. And he says this in verse 52. Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Wow. Does that make any sense? Amen. He said what it is. He said a man that's in God's hand has a well-balanced life. Praise God. He said, number one, is Ezra, he said he was a student of the Word of God.
Amen? In other words, he was learning. Wasn't afraid to learn. Amen. Praise God. Hey, we ought to come to church every time we come looking to learn something about the Lord. To have a better perspective about Him, to better have a relationship with Him. Amen. To be have a well-balanced life, praise God, we have a relationship with Him because we're well-studied. Praise God. We're learning about the Lord. That's a scribe. That's what he was. Praise God. He was one that was learning. Amen. Not only was he learning, but it says he was a disciple. Not only was he learning, but he was living, amen, for the Lord. And see, as he was instructed to do. If we live in it, praise God, we're living it out, we're acting it out. We're not acting out. Hello? Come on. But we're acting out what God puts in us. Amen. For His glory. So we're learning and we're acting it out. Praise God. We're putting it where the rubber meets the road, if you say. We're showing it that people can see as a student, as a disciple. But there's also the householder. That householder is one that shares. Ain't a sharing business. Amen. He said he brings forth so that others can get some. Amen. He puts it out there, say, for the brothers and sisters in Christ. So what do you have when you have someone that's in God's hand? When you have someone, praise God, that's got a well-balanced life. They know the Word of God and they know the God of the Word. Amen. We're not afraid to study it and learn from it and allow it to build us up and to build our character. Amen. Mine and yours. Build our character. Praise God. Hey, we don't judge people by the way they look. We judge them by their character. How they act. Amen. Or to be acting like Jesus because of God's hand upon us. Or to be disciples, praise God. Well-balanced would be a disciple of the Lord living out the instructions that we have. Well-balanced life. We ought to be a householder. Amen. In God's hands. Bringing forth, praise God. Sharing with others what we're learning. What we're gleaning out of the words of truth. So God just begin to bless us and to manifest Himself to us. And we see from that good treasure of heaven, praise God, the marvelous grace of God as He begins to pour out upon us. And we see Ezra, praise God, because God's hand is upon us, we see the blessings that he gets. He loads up the people. He leaves out of Babylon. He goes up into Jerusalem. He pulls up into Jerusalem. Amen. He takes those with him that want to go. Now listen, of their own free will, you can't make people do stuff. Amen. You can't make people love the Lord. You can't make people love you. But praise God, if you love the Lord with all your heart and you love them, praise God, they'll come around. But he goes in God's hand. God's blessing him. Praise God. And the king goes. The king sends the stuff with him. The silver and the gold. Amen. Praise God. And God begins to bless as he goes. And the king begins to bless. And that the blessing is coming from God. And the king says this. Let me just read this through right quickly, and we'll go. He says, "For as much as thou," verse number 14, "for as much as thou art sent of the king and of his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of thy God which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and the gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priest, offering willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks and rams and lambs with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of..." Now watch this.
You talk about a graciousness of the Lord. The king tells him, he said, hey, listen, we give you the silver, we give you the gold, we've offered you up the offerings of sacrifice unto your God. And he said, and the offering of them, the offering of sacrifice, and said, whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of your God. Amen. He had done got the king, praise God, and the king has then said, look, praise God, whatever you need, we're going to put in your hands. Praise God, whatever you have left over. He said, whatever your God tells you to do with it, that'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needed. Now watch this. For the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law, the God of heaven, shall require of you, do it. I pray God it done speedily. I pray God, listen. He said, God Almighty. He said, you're in God's hand. I pray God, he knew he was. Artaxerxes knew that God was a moving in this. And he told the treasurers over on the other side. He said, hey, old Ezra's coming over there with these people. They're heading to Jerusalem. Whatever they need, praise God, I want you to get it to them as quick as you can. I want to say God works in marvelous ways. Amen. Get it to us speedily, that it be done speedily. Under 100 talents of silver, and 100 measures of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil and salt without prescribed how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligent done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and of and his sons? Also, we certify you that touching any of the priests and the Levites, the singers and the porters and the Nethims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose a toll or a tribute or custom upon them. Now watch this. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God, that is thy hand, set ministers and judges which may judge all the people that are beyond the river. All such as know the laws of thy God and teach ye them that know them not. Amen. Praise God. He says, Ezra, you got the power of God on you, son. He said, when you get over there on the other side of the river, praise God, hey, he said, I want you to minister to them that know, and I want you to minister to them that don't know. I'm just wondering if that old king had just a little bit of desire in his heart to know what Ezra knew. Praise the Lord. And said, whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Amen. He said, listen, God's hand is upon him. How'd you know God's hand is upon Ezra? Because he moved the hand of the king. Praise the Lord. I want to say when God's hand is upon us, it moves the hand of the king. It moves the hand of King Jesus. Praise the Lord. His hand is upon us. Praise God. His hand is upon us. A hand of mercy, a hand of love, a hand of compassion. He holds it all in the span of his hand. Praise God. In God's hand is everything that we need. In God's hands ought to be those that are in the need. Just like Ezra. Praise God. He was a seeking God. He was desiring God. He was in the will of God. He was doing the things of God, and God blessed him. Amen. And his benefit was full. He had a well-balanced life. Praise God. And God was blessing him beyond measure. And Ezra begins to give thanks and praise and blesses God for what he's done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. Because God wasn't finished. He wasn't finished then, and he's not finished now. How do we know? Because he's still working on us. We're still a work in progress.
And God still wants... Hey, listen. The same God that loved and blessed Ezra is the same God that wants to love and bless you and me. Amen. You and I. Amen. The same one. The same God. Yesterday and forever. He changes not. Amen. And He'll rob kings. He'll rob kings, praise God, to take care of you and I. Because He loves us that much. He's there to help us when we're in God's hand. We need to realize, praise God, we are in God's hand. We're His people. We're His children. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said we're in the hand of the Father. Covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and took care of by the Holy Spirit. Ministering to our hearts every day, every way for God's glory. Ain't you glad you're in His hand? Ain't you glad you're in God's hand today? Praise the Lord. Hey, don't let the devil dissuade you, praise God. Don't let him persuade you. When the devil comes along and say, listen, I'm in the hand of God. Devil, you can't get here. Man, you can't get here. Praise the Lord.